Welcome to yet another episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Button of Podcasts. That was fast, but I did it on purpose because I like my intro and I like saying it and I like playing around with it. So in this episode, I want to talk about the real reason why you should be writing a lot, a lot. I have kept a diary for the past 15 years. So half of my life, I've been actively writing a diary, and I love it. I love it so much. And at this moment, I have like 3 to 4 active notebooks. So they're all for a particular subject or aspect of my life. And I use them differently. One is a diary. One is more like a planning thing. Then I have a calendar and a goal setting one. And I really love notebooks. I mean, I don't just like them because I always pick fancy pink notebooks, but rather because if you write down a goal, it is much more likely to become true, and it's much more likely that you achieve it. I don't know exactly why, but I think it has to do with the fact that we visualize something, so to say, when we jot it down. And I have an example from this week. I jotted down, I want to be closer to founding my own business. And this week something happened that brought me closer to it. So I was really surprised because I wrote it down, and just a couple of days later, I had an opportunity in front of me that has the potential to move me closer to my goal. So I oftentimes struggle with setting goals or really knowing what I want. And I think the problem is that we don't allow ourselves to go crazy. Dreaming big is so important because let's say you have a really, really, really huge goal and you fall short. Firstly, in the pursuit of it, you will have learned so much that will move you closer to other goals that you have. And secondly, you've probably come further than if you had just had a very tiny goal, because the stretch is bigger, and on the way, there are milestones that you would have reached with a big goal. I hope that makes sense. So, how do you set goals that stick? Firstly, I would say, get really clear on what you want and why you want it. And the why is at least as important as the what, because that is what's going to push you forward in moments of doubt and insecurity. Then I think it's important to reverse engineer what you want. If your goal is pretty big, it's maybe easier for you to chunk it into small actionable steps and then to think about what the steps are that lead up to that goal. So reverse engineering means that you actually go backwards from the goal and you break things down that way. I think it's also important to have actions in place, and it can help to brainstorm things that you can actually do that are going to have an impact. And then out of all the ideas that you've collected, you pick the ones with the biggest impact. I think that is actually a good plan, something I should stick to as well. And this is just a reminder to dream big and to set your goals in a visible way, because in German we have the saying, wer schreibt, der bleibt. So who writes, stays. And I think it's very true. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe. Also, you can recommend this to someone who would benefit from it. Thank you so much. Bye.